Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
And friends, remember that new segment I told you about? So, what are we drinking? Well, today we have the Brew and Beer Edition. So our friend, Miss Robin LeBlanc, is here to fill us in on what to get from the LCBO and local Ontario breweries. So take your coat off, make yourself comfortable, relax. We have a great show up ahead. And you know my rules. Don't you touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Crimson and clover.
friends, as you know, we have a new segment for you to spice things up a bit, where we get insider information into the wine and brew world as to what is new, different, and exciting to try from our local brewers, wineries, and of course, what we should grab quickly from the LCBO, you know, especially when we're planning events. So I know you love to entertain. So for the brews portion, we have with us right now, award-winning brew writer and respected brew critic, Robin LeBlanc, here with us as our guide. She'll guide us through this segment. Robin, good afternoon. And you know the question. So what are we drinking?
Good afternoon, Julia. Great to be here. Geez, what are we drinking? Well, you know what? For me, I think I've got one beer here for you, which okay. As we're entering the colder months, I find that my tastes tend to gravitate towards something a bit like maltier, a bit darker, a bit more robust, you know, not necessarily on the lines of like an imperial stout or something like that, mm-hmm. but just something that, you know, just makes you feel warm when you're coming in from the cold.
Yeah. A little more substance. Yeah.
A little more substance, mm-hmm. but still has a bit of a nice light body that you can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And for that, I always go to my old friend, the ESB, the extra special bitter, as it's known. But don't let the name fool you. It's mm-hmm. not normally that bitter.
Okay.
It's actually just a really nice malty English ale. Mm. And the one that I would probably suggest at the moment mm-hmm. is a nice special edition from Spearhead Brewing Company over mm-hmm. in King.
Love them.
Yeah, so they got one called Dragon Slayer ESB. Mm-hmm. It's actually in collaboration with a friend of mine. His name is Jordan St. John. He's my co-host on the podcast.
Yes.
But what makes this beer special is that some of the proceeds from sales of that go to a charity in Kingston called Lunch by George. And what that does is it fights hunger at St. George's Cathedral in Kingston and provides lunch to over 100 people 5 days a week.
Awesome. That brewery is always doing something social, you know, like always doing something to benefit society. That's a brewery to watch out for. Yep, go ahead. Sorry.
No, and to me, frankly, the beer tastes better when I know that they're doing something good with it.
Oh, yeah.
So with this one, I mean, like it's got traditional Maris Alter, some nice sort of English hops, so like Fuggles, East Kent, Goldings. So expect something that's like nice malty, a bit bready almost, mm-hmm. Very earthy. If you're going to pair this with something, I mean, of course, I would probably recommend like shepherd's pie or if you've got, you know, some nice beef kebabs, that would be amazing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. That would particularly be so that's definitely one beer that I would recommend, the Dragon Slayer ESB over at Spearhead. And I believe that is on sale. It's while stock is limited, you know, mm-hmm. it's a special one. But yeah, you can get probably, I think, a 6-pack or so for about $21.
Nice. Okay, good. That sounds great. That sounds delicious. That's for a good, it's good cause too. Okay, what's next? Do you have any? You had one beer, you said.
Oh, well, that's one beer. So I got another beer here too. Mm-hmm. Now I love one of my favorite styles ever mm-hmm. since I started writing about beer has always been sort of like Belgian styles.
Mm-hmm.
And again, wanting to go back to also, you know, it being winter, you want something dark, mm-hmm. but something will just warm you up. So with that, I got to go with, here in Toronto, there's a brewery called Shacklin's Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been winning awards for all of their Belgian style beers.
Huh.
And one that really sticks out is their it's just called Dubbel, and it's a Belgian style Dubbel.
Yes, I've had it. It is fantastic. It is fantastic. It's so easy drinking. I love that beer.
It's delicious. It's easy drinking. Though watch it. It's 7 ABV, so it's 7%. But I mean, you've got something, it's nice and dark. You've got like these rich, like deep, dark fruit notes, you know, you got mm-hmm. plum, raisin, dark cherry, a little bit of spice. I always like whenever I welcome in, the winter season, Something like a duple always really hit the spot for me. I really like them. And these guys have won awards. This beer in particular has won awards. So the 2021 Ontario Brewing Awards, it won silver.
Wow.
And actually this year at the Canadian Brewing Awards, it won gold. So it's an award-winning beer, and honestly, you don't want to miss out
Don't want
on
to
it.
miss it. Don't want to miss it. That sounds like a great stocking stuffer for the brew lover in your life. Sounds good to me.
It is, and it's available at the brewery for $6 a can.
Nice. Nice. You know what? And even if you say you have some friends that you're going to entertain, and you know how people like to talk, they have to act like as if, they really know beer. Show them that you know beer. Listen to us and
Right.
Robin. Follow Robin. Listen to Robin and show them that you really know beer. Just, copy and paste what she says.
Exactly. Thank you. Now I do have one other beer too. And this is more of the this is more for the conscious drinkers, because as we all know, with the holiday season coming up, where there's a lot of parties happening. And it's very easy to sort of, maybe overdo it in terms of alcohol. Of course we have the Not Your Chalco, brown.
Thanks for that, Robin.
Oh, no, I'll always gonna push those so you
Good
know
one.
where on the level you are there. But otherwise, I mean, if you need something else to sort of like have a bit of assurance, but also you don't want to skimp on quality, because I know a lot of people going to like sort of low alcoholic or non-alcoholic beers, and they taste very sweet. They don't taste great at all. So with that, again, here in Toronto, but it's Godspeed Brewery, an award-winning brewery as well, but they have a beer called Baby Svetly. So that is a low alcohol Czech pale lager that is based off of their original, their flagship beer, which is Svetly Levec.
Isn't that
And
clever? B
yeah,
baby
and
Spetley.
Baby Svetly, it's called. It is 1.5% alcohol. So it's very, very light. But the great thing about it is that Godspeed is known for making some incredible, like really, really, really good and well thought out traditional Czech pilsners. And normally when you have a low alcohol version of something, you expect it to taste a bit like less in quality. Not with this. You get all of the quality, all of the flavor that you would a regular Pilsner beer, but for 1.5% ABV. So this is lovely. So you're going to get like some nice crisp, a crisp cold feeling on that. You're going to get some nice grassiness there, a little bit of like malt sweetness that comes through. But I mean, essentially it tastes exactly like quote unquote a regular beer, in that sense. So it doesn't taste like a non-alcoholic beer or a low alcoholic beer.
And I definitely need to try that.
You
Definitely,
definitely,
definitely.
yeah, de definitely need to try that. And those are pretty reasonably priced as well at $3.25 a can. I believe it's also available at the brewery in Toronto. And of course, with all these beers too, you can order them online and get delivery, which is one of the things I love.
And you know what? They're really good. Especially Spearhead. I've ordered from Spearhead before. They're very good. And
Oh,
I mean,
spirits so fantastic.
fantastic. It's just an easy process from start to finish. So people, you should try it. Get different with your gifts. You don't have to go to the mall or buy from Amazon. You could get somebody a nice craft beer, support local, support Ontario. You're doing win-win-win. People will be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
But Robin, tell us. I mean, you also have so much brewdication. So tell us, how can we follow you? How can we learn more about you? Where are you? And how can we follow you? Because I mean, our show is only once a week. People might need to know during the week how to get to you. What should they do?
Sure. Well, I mean, there is my site, thethirstywench.com. That's where a lot of my writing tends to reside sometimes. If you want to read up on me as well, I tend to sort of oh, my columns are around. I think recently I was in a an issue of the Growler magazine. It's an Canada or Ontario wide beer magazine. But I also have a podcast that we're doing biweekly with my friend Jordan St. John, who actually contributed to the Dragon Slayer ESB there. But you can find that at OntarioCraftBeerGuide.com, and that's and finally, I'm also on Twitter at the Thirsty Wench.
Yes, for now, while Twitter exists.
For now, we'll have Twitter. Well, who knows what's happening with that?
All right, Robin. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for being with us, and we'll be right back.
As an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it,
quality and most reliable breathalyzers and testers found and sold in Europe and North America. All our devices have the highest certification you can find anywhere. They are also TÜV certified and FDA approved. That's why we say we just don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of company pride. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety and pick up some life-saving gifts this holiday season. Our single-use breathalyzers make great stocking stuffers. And this holiday season, we ask that you remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Make sure it's a happy holiday for everyone.
Hey, fellow 80s babies. You remember when our parents or uncles or aunts used to play this group called the Guess Who? Don't remember? Okay, I bet you'll remember when you actually hear one of their songs. All right, well, here is an always great song, These Eyes, by The Guess Who.
These every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it. You broke it. Eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend. The heavens on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, no, no.
You know what?
Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing, and what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
Save
know if you are the type of person that gives blood, or if you even ever thought about giving blood, but if you have, please do us a small favor and join our Partners for Life team with blood.ca. Just head to blood.ca and look for Team Not Your Child Corp. When you join us there, every donation you make will count toward our pledge to Canadian families. Head over to blood.ca and make your appointment today under our team, Team Not Your Child Corp.
We'll be right back.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes from Mr. Calvin Coolidge, and he makes me laugh. He says, "No one ever listened their way out of a job." End quote. No one ever listened their way out of a job. Yeah, you're right there, Mr. Coolidge. You are right there.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
I wish I could laugh.